Good morning and welcome back to Beyond the Paddock. I'm your host, Sarah, and on today's episode, we will be discussing the Hungarian Grand Prix. So just to start off, before we get into the McLaren strategy talk, we wanted to give some shout-outs from this weekend. And the first one is Gabby Bortoletto. We're not going to discuss too much about Gabby because this is going to be next week's episode. We want to look at, now that we're halfway through the season, we want to look at the rookies and kind of where we feel they're sitting. So we're not going to talk too much about Gabby, but we just wanted to mention his upward trajectory is unreal. It's right where we predicted it would be. He had a huge finish in P6 this weekend at the Hungarian Grand Prix. So hats off to Gabby. This kid is it. Great job to Mercedes. They've had a bit of a struggle the last couple of races. Came out looking much stronger this weekend. Russell, again, just showing up at P3. Like, here I am. Like, surprise, and Kimi finishing in points. So great job to Mercedes. Aston Martin came to play. They took 16 points this weekend. We had Alonso in P5, Stroll in P7, and like Alonso didn't even participate in FP1 because of a back injury. So this was a huge weekend for Aston Martin. And some big news out of Red Bull this weekend. Max committing to Red Bull, squashing the Mercedes rumors, but Red Bull really struggled this weekend. Quite a disappointing weekend for Red Bull, but the V-Carb boys looked strong, came out strong, and we had Lawson finishing ahead of Verstappen. So way to go, Liam. And Ferrari had a great weekend taking pole. Well, they had a great Saturday. They took pole. Leclerc looked fast all weekend and had a fantastic qualifier. His pole win was huge, but then the car just looked like garbage on Sunday. Like, there was some talk of a chassis issue. We're not sure what's going on there, but quite a disappointing weekend for Ferrari and Charles Leclerc. So now we're going to get right into McLaren. So huge win by Lando Norris, huge win. Huge. Congratulations to Lando. He had a fantastic race, except for a start, but near perfect race. So huge win. But what we like to do is wait a day or two after each race, kind of survey the internet, see what everyone's out there to say, and then we like to have our comments back. So this weekend did not disappoint. So here we are. So we are going to dive right into the McLaren strategy. So Piastri, really, this should have been Piastri's race. He should have easily passed Leclerc. He should have won this race. And again, he cost himself another race weekend. And then we see his fans quickly jumping to his defense and claiming Lando had the better strategy. Oh, McLaren's favoring Lando. So let's dive into this. Okay. So basically, we have Piastri ruining his race. Piastri should have won this. He came off and it will be entering the summer break looking desperate. And McLaren needs to get him under control. There just doesn't ever seem to be any consequences for his actions. He's not held accountable. And we do have to talk about what a risky driver he is and how costly this could be to the team. He had to be reminded over the radio, same reminder, Oscar, the same one you got in Austria, like, remember how we go racing. And no, this isn't that McLaren's not letting him race Lando. This is that he's a desperate racer and he falls apart. And this is what happened. He dive bombed his teammate last season in Monza and it worked. He got ahead of Norris because Norris was not expecting to be dive bombed by his partner. He then tried it in Austria and then tried it twice in Hungary. And he did it in free practice and he did it in the Grand Prix. And this is getting out of hand and needs to be addressed. He locked up under pressure. He almost took himself and his teammate out, and he had to abandon the attempt, and it was pathetic. So, and he has no excuse. He was not stuck behind traffic. He just could not close the gaps. He couldn't catch up and pass Norris at the end, even though Norris was on 40 lap tires. He couldn't get the job done there, and he could not close the gap in the first stint to undercut Leclerc. We do know, okay, overtaking passing can be difficult in Hungary, but not making both undercut attempts work is on him. This is a him problem, and he lost the race for himself. So let's talk strategy here. So we have a lot of new listeners, so we just want to like get it out. Like, yes, McLaren is one team, but each of the racers, so Norris and Piastri, have their own sides of the garage with their own race engineers. So they may always be running their own strategies. They may not be on the same strategy, and they do race each other. So I know that is confusing. So just to set that out. And when you qualify higher, you get your choice of strategy first. So Oscar, and a lot of people don't, like when you see the radio messages, they're coming in delayed. So, and a lot of people don't even have access to the radio. So we're just going to clear the air here for a lot of people who don't know. Before the formation lap, when they were lining up, like doing radio checks, Oscar was given a choice of strategy at the start. And he was offered a one-stop strategy, but he did not think he could make the one-stop work. He was given the priority because he qualified higher, and he was given the choice in strategy, and he chose not to run a one-stop. Lando, starting in P3, then on the start, had a great getaway, but then got boxed in by Russell and fell from P3 to P5. He had no other option. So because he had that messed up first stint and he lost track positions and got stuck behind Russell, his only hope to attempt for a podium was to try the one stop. So if he didn't switch strategies, he would have been sitting P4 at best, probably P5. So he had nothing to lose. This was damage control for Norris. He had the worst strategy. So before the race, the two-stop strategy was the faster option, and telemetry after the race shows that the two-stop option was in fact the faster option. So Piastri had the better and faster strategy. He just couldn't make it work. The one-stop strategy was a Hail Mary attempt for Norris, and it worked for him. So even afterwards, like when they interviewed Zach Brown and Andre Stella, who are like the CEO and team principal, Brown said they didn't know what they were going to do with Lando. And Stella said Piastri should have been able to pass Leclerc and catch Lando on his current strategy. It was on him. No one at McLaren thought the one stop would work, but Lando put together very strong sectors and lap times on very used tires. And yes, the two stop faster at the end of the day was the faster strategy. And, but we know, we say time and time again, it is all about track position. So Lando was able to deviate from the one stop to the one stop. Sorry. Had he not lost track position, he would never have taken the risk. They never would have put him on a one stop. He had the option of the one stop because of the lost track position. But at the end of the day, the two stop was faster and Piastri just couldn't make it work. So after Norris's start, like his chances of a win looked very bleak. He had nothing to lose. He had a great getaway. He was boxed in. But this is where we knew right away that Oscar was not going to win this race was the start. He was too concerned with covering off Norris instead of trying to take the lead from Leclerc. Lando is under his skin. We knew then that Lando's chipping away at Oscar's championship lead. He's under his skin. And we knew as soon as the start happened, he was too concerned about Norris and it was going to cost him the race. So Norris made his first set of medium tires last 31 laps. And then after he pitted for his hard tires on that one stop, he rejoined 19 seconds behind Leclerc and Piastri. And with only 9 laps, he was able to reduce that from 19 seconds to 8 seconds. So Piastri had 14 lap newer tires, and after the stop was only 8 seconds behind Norris, and he had 25 laps to track him down and pass him and could not get the job done. Lando was out on hard tires for 40 laps, essentially. And with the degradation rate, Piastri's tires should have been 1.12 seconds per lap faster than Norris's, since like he was on newer tires. This was easily Piastri's rate. So you have to remember, so Lando's tires, he's on 40 lap tire, doing 40 laps on his tires, and Piastri's out on newer tires. So he's going to gain, every lap, he's going to gain 1.12 seconds on Norris. And they have 25 laps left because he has those newer tires, right? So this easily was Piastri's race. He should have easily caught up and overtaken Norris because he would have been within, and he had DRS. He had DRS and he still couldn't get past him. And then in the last two laps, going into the last two laps on turn one, he was desperate and he dive bombed and locked up and had to abandon his attempt. And that was it. It was done. His race was done. But we truly believe his race was done off the start. So how did Lando end up winning this race? Purely race pace, tire management, and amazing defense work. So we know a lot of people, there's a lot of Lando Norris hate out there. There's a lot of people who are fangirling over Piastri and they're going to defend him adamantly. But you give credit where credit is due. Don't understate what Lando did in this race. With the exception of his start, this was brilliant racing and he managed his tires and defended well and deserved this win. And he extended his tires 12 laps past when everyone pitted. And by doing so and being able to manage those tires, he completely changed the pace of this race. He changed the entire outcome of this. So the long answer there is we do not feel Lando was given the better strategy. We feel he was given the second strategy. He was given the strategy that Piastri turned down, and he was able to make the worst strategy work. And he won fair and square, and he deserves the credit for superb racing. So what we also saw, which we thought was hilarious, was we all know what went on last year with Hungary. Norris was pitted first. McLaren brought in Norris first. He got over 7 seconds ahead of Piastri, and they made him swap positions and give Piastri the lead back, even though Lando grew the lead from 3 seconds to 7 seconds. And over the radio, Norris was not giving it up. Like, they had to plead with him over the radio. They had to threaten with him. There was a lot of gaslighting. And we kind of felt like this wasn't like swap back. Like, Piastri wasn't able to keep up. Like, there was a point where, like, naturally Norris was going to beat him in that race last year, and McLaren stepped in and imposed papaya rules, and it was garbage. Like, now, so they swapped positions back, and literally Norris had to come to almost a complete dead stop on the track to give him position back. But in the end, it was the right thing to do. And Piastri went on to win his like maiden win. So we find it so hypocritical and funny now that Oscar fans are out there now, a year later, saying that McLaren should have swapped back. Just like when he took the stupid penalty and cost himself his race before, like two races ago, they were asking, his fans thought there should have been a swap back. For what? Like, why should another driver be punished for your driver's stupid mistake? So we don't take sides here. We don't favor Lando over Piastri. We're just purely here to state facts, right? After the race, after emotions have settled down, we don't have a favorite driver. So we're just here reporting on McLaren. Always ends up being controversial. So we're here to report on it. And, we're just reporting pure facts on this. So this, what we find this comical, that Oscar then pleaded over the radio, like, well, I don't think the penalty should stand, so swap us back. Like, that was pathetic. Like, it was just, I'm sorry, Oscar, it was like, you're the pleading over the radio, the whining. But now it was his fans saying there should have been a swap back in position. For what? For his poor choice in strategy? He was given the choice in strategy. He was asked first about a one stop and wouldn't commit to it. Rolando chose to take the risk. Yes, it is easier to do with his track position, but he chose to take the risk. And the telemetry shows after that Lando was quicker. Even though Oscar was given the optimal strategy and had 15 laps of tire delta and 25 laps to catch up and overtake Norris, he just couldn't get the job done. So asking for a position swap here is absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And again, we're going to state it, Piastri's recklessness cost him the win. So we feel like going into the summer break, if you're looking at the drivers' championships alone, right off the bat, we're stating right now that this is Norris is moving upwards and Piastri starting to panic. Again, Piastri lost the race when he chose to cover Lando and not attack Leclerc. And that purely proves that Norris is under his skin. Norris has nothing to lose here. And we are giving the advantage to Norris moving ahead for the second half of the season, unless Piastri can pull it together and get out of his head. So that's our take on the Hungarian Grand Prix. Thanks for joining us, and join us next week as because we have a 3-week summer break. Our next week, we're going to be looking at where the rookies are falling now that they're halfway through their first season. Thank you so much. Have a great day.